Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Demai. Today we begin the second perek. Ve'ilu dvarim mis'asrim demai b'chol makom. The following items, even if you find them outside the land of Israel, you have to assume that they came from Israel. They predominantly grow in Israel. And if you purchase them from an Ama Aretz, you would have to assume that the proper maisos were not removed, and you would have to remove them when you buy them. What are those items? Hadvela, certain pressed figs, tamarim, dates, charuvim, carobs, orez, certain type of rice, vakamon, cumin. Any of these items, even if you purchase them outside of the land of Israel, since they predominantly grow in Israel, you might have to assume that they're produce of Israel, and if, again, if they're from an Am Haaretz, you'd have to separate the various maisros. Ha'orez shebechutz laaretz kol mishtamish imenu pater. However, if you have rice and you're eating it in the land of Israel, but it's clearly recognizable that its shape, its color, its form, that it came from outside of Israel, that there's no suspicion. There's no you don't have to assume anything in that case. If it grew outside of Israel, so there's no requirement of separating any of the various ties. And therefore, one can eat them without any concern in the land of Israel, because clearly they grew outside of Israel. As opposed to, the Baruch Shneur explains, as opposed to some of these other items, which predominantly grow out in Israel, but there is a chance that they grew outside of Israel. So in those situations, you have to be stringent upon yourself, and you have to assume that they came from Israel, even though there's a chance it came from outside the land, and you'd have to, again, if it's from an Am Haaretz, you'd have to separate the various maisros. The next Mishnah says, Hamakaba Olav Lios Neman. Let's say you have a person who's always known to be in an Am Haaretz and these halachos and these matters, and this person wants to change their status. This person wants to no longer to be assumed that they're not scrupulous in mitzvos. So what do they need to do to convince us that they're now someone who can be trustworthy when it comes to the laws of separating the maestros? So the Mishnah tells us you have to undergo the following. They have to do the following things. Number one, maser ashehu ochel. Certainly, whatever he eats, we have to see. We have to clarify that you're separating the various maestros from that which you eat. The Rambam explains for this, and the next few things the Mishnah is going to enumerate. The Tosfos Yontov quotes the Rambam here from in Hilchos Maaser. Tzarech shikabo lav dvar me'elu. The person the Amaretz has to accept upon himself do the following items. Ukshivo edim nemanim shikibo dvar me'elu barabim shuragil bem tamid harizen neman. We need witnesses to testify that you're being careful in these matters. So again, so the first thing is that whenever the food that you eat, you separate maestros, veshu mocher, and that which you sell, you first separate the maestros from that the produce that you're going to sell, veshu lokeach, and that which you purchase, which the Baruch Shneur says amanas limkor, with the intent to then sell, so that you're purchasing it from an Am Haaretz yourself, so you have to first separate the maestros before you then resell it. Ve'eino misareach etzel Am Haaretz. Also, you can't get invited over for a meal to an Am Haaretz. You have a friend down the block who's an Am Haaretz, and they invite you over. You can't go there because you can't assume that they separate the maestros, so you have to decline the invitation. Rehuda disagrees. He says, "Af misareach etzel Am Haaretz nema." No, we're not going to go so far. If you go to someone's house, you will be believed. You don't lose your. You don't in general lose the fact that you've been scrupulous and careful. Maybe this is not ideal, but you're not going to lose your status if you've changed everything else. But the Chachamim say, Amru lo al atzmo eino neman, ketzad haya neman al shel achirim. We can't even trust him. We're still trying to figure out his status. How can we trust him to go to someone else's house? So certainly if you go to someone else's house, that's going to compromise his status. And if he does that, we cannot label him no longer as a, we'll be unable to say that he's left his status as an Am Haaretz. We'll do one more Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah talked about how if you want to lose your status of being labeled an Am Haaretz. The next Mishnah goes a step further. Hamakabo lov lios chaver. A person wants to be labeled as a chaver. What is a a chaver. A chaver is someone who's very careful regarding the laws of tumah and tara, ritual impurity. Says the Bar Tanura, inyan taros, tahainu pirush, v'yiyu begadav umashkim shalo tahorim. Someone who's called a chaver, called a parush, and we know that they're scrupulous in the laws of tumah and tara, and therefore we can assume that any of their food and their drinks and their clothing are tar. Everything that they touch, even things which are chulin, even things which are not kaddish, not holy, they only handle betara in a state of purity. So how do you reach that status? How do you get labeled as a chaver? So the Mishnah tells us, Einu mocher la'am aretz lach v'yavesh. They don't sell anything, any produce to an am aretz, anything that's wet or dry, because we assume that the am aretz will not be careful with that. They will transfer tumah. If it's wet, they can just with touching it, they can make it tamei. If it's dry, it can become wet, and then they touch it, it can become tamei. So you don't sell anything. They're careful not to sell anything anything that's any taros. They won't sell or give over to an am aretz. Bina lokech imenu lach. They don't purchase anything from an am aretz that's wet, because if it was wet, the am aretz may have touched it and made it tame. If it's dry, they can purchase it, because you can't transfer tumah on something which is dry. But if it's wet, you can't purchase it from the am aretz. Vina misarech etal am aretz. They don't go over as a guest to an am aretz's house, because who knows what's there is tame tar. Vlo ma'archo etzlo b'ksuso. And also, you don't invite an am aretz to your house, because here we're concerned about ksuso, about his clothing. The concern is that the clothing of an am aretz, there's a possibility that his wife, and maybe she was in a state of a nida, perhaps she sat on the garment and made it tamei. And specifically when it comes to clothing, so we're not necessarily concerned that you're going to touch the person, but clothing is a little bit more loose, and maybe you'll touch the clothing of the am aretz, which is tamei, so you shouldn't invite them over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo yigadol behema daka. Rabbi Yehuda goes a step further. He says there's some other requirements and other areas of halacha that also we need to see the person careful in to label them a chaver. Number one, they don't have in Eretz Yisrael, they don't own smaller behemos, animals that often will graze in other people's property. And thereby steal other people's produce. So there's ideally one should not be very careful not to own them in the land of Israel. Lo ye parut benedarim. We have to see that it's a person who's scrupulous and careful not to take vows. We don't encourage people to take vows, because if you break them, there's serious repercussions, consequences for breaking vows. So it's someone who's not a chaver, someone who's not accustomed to take vows. Ubischok, and someone who doesn't joke around, and someone who's of a more serious nature. Vloy mitami lemesim, it's someone who doesn't is not always in close proximity to mesim, to a corpse, doesn't go to many funerals, because wants to be very careful with the laws of tumah and tara. Umishamish beis medrash, and someone in general spends most of their time in the beis medrash, serving Tamini Chachamim, that these additional requirements outside the specific other areas that the Mishnah enumerated in the beginning regarding being careful not to touch something which is Tamei, not to be Metameis, other items, but just these extra external issues also, we need to see that the person is careful in, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to label them a Chaver. And number low, but the rabbi said, lo bo elu leklal. No, these other things, these are nice things, these are important things to have, but this is not what we're looking for, to label a person a chaver. It's rather what was first enumerated in the Mishnah, the various requirements that the person is just careful regarding produce, not to be a metameyet, and not to be in the presence of someone who will make them a tamei. But these other additional items are not what is necessary to label a person a chaver.